Well, a UK government consultation on banning social media for under 16 closes next week. Let's speak to the tech journalist Fevzi Turkalp, who's editor of GadgetDetective.com. Fevzi, afternoon to you.
Afternoon.
So what do you make of this report from Ofcom?
Yeah, it's a good step. Ofcom approached the social media companies back in March and asked them for their proposals. And TikTok and YouTube said, we're doing fine, thank you, and didn't make any new proposals. That's attracted Ofcom's ire. And they're pressing them now for evidence of that their systems are safe. This is not about bad posts going up. The discussion previously has been about how quickly do the platforms take down posts. Mm-hmm. This is about their algorithms and their design. And we had that court case finding in America about a month ago where social media platforms were found to be culpable for their design. So this is about the algorithm, and that's what they're going for. And to be fair, I think Ofcom have got good evidence. They're saying 84% of 8 to 12 year olds use at least one 13 plus platform. So these platforms are not meant to be accessible by children under 13, and yet 84% of 8 to 12s are accessing them regularly, and 73% of 11 to 17-year-olds saw harmful content in just a four-week period. So I think Ofcom's right. They haven't said that they're in breach of the Online Safety Act yet, but I think that they're preparing their case and putting pressure on.
Well, I was just going to ask you, you know, if given that the law has been tightened, Why are we not seeing changes? Is it just not being enforced?
I think it's a process. Although it's interesting that Ofcom itself has said that there's actually a legal loophole that doesn't allow them to legally prosecute social media platforms that allow under 13s onto their platforms. So I think, I mean, you mentioned the consultation period that ends on Tuesday. This is the consultation as to whether they should ban under 16s from social media altogether. And I think this will feed into that process, because Ofcom is flagging that at least in that one area, there seems to be a loophole.
Right. I was just, with the momentum, you know, looking like it's building behind the restrictions for young people on social media, Fevzi, do you think that, you know, things like this, stories like this coming out, does that suggest maybe, or might it suggest to the government that there is more to be done, that they might have to follow through with a ban? Or how do you think that one will fall?
Well, you see, they have to be careful not to make another Dangerous Dogs Act, which is well-intentioned but useless in practice. An age ban will only work if a proper age verification system is implemented on these platforms, and I think that's a weakness at the moment. And also the question is, how do you implement a system like that without also diminishing the rights of adults and their rights to privacy and so forth? Because, you know, there is a counter argument to all of this, which is, you know, freedom and Big Brother watching every citizen. Because, you know, the only way that you can check that people are over a certain age is to make everyone prove their age.
Right. So the restrictions would apply to everyone then, not just the under 16s.
Well, the restrictions may apply to the under 16s, but everyone would have to prove that they're not under 16.
Yeah. And it's interesting because I think there have been reports of under 16s in Australia, for example, getting around the ban. I mean, there are always ways that young people, particularly that quite tech savvy, will find to do that.
Yeah, I think actually they're breeding a generation of tech-savvy individuals who will go into the world and do great things. But yes, pretty much, I wouldn't say every young person did it, but it was extremely common that within hours of this ban taking place that people had their own age verified adult accounts up and running. So there is that. I mean, it's a difficult one to
wrestle with, isn't it? Fevzi, we'll have to leave it there, but thank you very much indeed for joining me. That's the tech journalist Fevzi Turkalp.